My name is Dave. Gills on a podcast, of course.
What up?
This episode, we're gonna talk about the last episode, the latest episode of The Walking Dead, and it's gonna be with spoilers. But we'll give you like a little warning. If you haven't seen it, it was the season seven premiere, right, Gil?
Yep.
Okay, it's the season seven premiere, and there was a big event that was gonna happen. So if you guys haven't seen it, man, you shit out of luck. You need to get off the podcast because we're going to ruin it for you because we're just going to like talk about it. And then, Gil wants to also talk about, the old school classic show Martin with, Martin Lawrence. Mm-hmm. That was a fucking funny show.
Yeah. I love that show. They still give it. So that's why I was watching it last night and I was like, damn, we should just like talk about it. On this, mm-hmm. for people that don't know, y'all should, pay it a visit.
The only people that, that don't know about Martin are the youngins, you know?
Yeah.
The Drake fans.
Yeah.
Pretty much. But all right. So let's talk about, The Walking Dead. So the last episode of Walking Dead was like, what, Gil, like 9 months ago or some shit?
Yeah, it felt like a year ago, seriously.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. And again, people, we're getting into spoilers. So, you know, stick with us, at your own risk. But the last one was like a long time ago, like months and months back. And it left, you know, at a fucking cliffhanger. That dude with the skinny jeans came out the trailer naked. Yeah, them old Navy jeans, kid. he like the lead singer of Queen, Freddie Mercury and shit.
Yo, he does. He fucking does.
Yep. So Negan comes out, right? Mm-hmm. And he fucking had the bat with the barbed wire, Lucille.
Yeah.
And he had Rick's whole crew like on the ground on their knees. Daryl got caught. Daryl was looking, he was looking like a zombie.
Yo, he was looking like shit, man.
Yeah.
Seriously.
He was looking pretty hurt, man. He was all pale and gray looking.
Mm-hmm. he was.
Yeah, he looked bad. But, Negan is the leader of like this, what'd you even call them? Go just a group of like savages, right?
Yeah, like straight up, like if I have to put like a name on them, it's like the new world order, you know?
Yeah, and so Negan makes his appearance, and everybody was waiting for him because he's a real popular character in the comics, and he's a really bad fucking villain in the comics. And there's certain things that happen in the comics that people were like waiting for, like, holy shit, are they going to do that on the show? Mm-hmm. So the way that the last episode ended, Negan had them all lined up and he was about to bash somebody's head in with his bat. Mm-hmm. and they kind of show like first person view of the person getting beat to death, but they don't, you know, they don't show you. So it was a mystery up until now and everybody's all speculating who died. Now, who'd you think died?
I honestly thought it was Daryl because he was looking like shit already. And I was like, damn, maybe they're going to put him out of his misery because, you know, mm-hmm. this dude wants people to work for him. Daryl looked broke down already. So I thought he was just going to put him out of his misery. So I thought it was Daryl.
Well, the reason I thought it was, it was Daryl, dude, because fucking Norman Reedus, like he went on to do like he was in some movie and he branched off to some motorcycle show.
Yeah. That threw me off too.
Yeah. So I found that shit kind of funny. I'm like, he's trying to like lay a nest, you know, make a nest in other things. Cause his Walking Dead zombie gravy train's over. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. And then I was like, okay, it's either Daryl or it's someone else, like another major player, like Michonne. But, you know, the episode aired this Sunday and we found out who it was. And who was it, Gil?
It was the redhead dude. I forget his name because,
Abraham.
Abraham. Yeah. I didn't really care much.
Abraham.
Yeah.
Abraham with the he reminded me of he's like a redheaded fat Egon from Ghostbusters. Oh, he got the same haircut. He's Egon on chicken. and who was the other death, Gil?
The other death was Glenn.
It was Glenn. Bro, remember
Popeye Glenn.
Popeye Toxic Avenger Glenn. Remember when everyone thought he died last time?
Yeah.
So remember what happened last time, dude? Like he fell with the guy and then there was a dumpster and the zombies were eating the guy on top of him. Yo, I saw the funniest shit online, dude. They were cracking on Glenn, right?
Yeah.
So they were like, nah, they're like, he didn't die. They're like, hold up, dude. It's mad funny. They're like, nah, he didn't die, guys. They were like, his head was underneath Abraham's. Hold on. He said his head was underneath Abraham's and he rolled under the dumpster. And I'm like, nah, kids, he's dead. He's dead.
Yeah, he definitely didn't roll over under no fucking dumpster this time.
Dude, there's no mystery, no speculation. When your head looks like a it looked like a fucking microwave lasagna.
Yeah, it did. Like one of them cheap ones you buy just to fucking like those imitation Hungry Men.
Yeah, man. They showed he got hit with the bat. Like, okay, let's talk about Abraham dying,
though. Yeah.
So everybody's lined up. Negan's talking shit, you know, doing his Negan thing. He's kind of funny, actually, too.
Yeah, I like him. I like him. He's pretty funny.
And he picks Abraham, and Abraham has like a warning. Like, he knows he's going to get his head smashed in. Mm-hmm. And he's just staring at him like a G. Like, I got to give Abraham props, the character. So he busts him upside his head, his big ass head, and then he falls over. And then he gets back up on his own, and he got blood coming down his head, whatever. And then he said, "Suck my nuts," right?
Yeah, he did.
And and then Negan just like beats his brains in.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, he bashes that piñata head in, and then like, I'm sorry, I could not stand this dude. I know he went out like a G, and all, but like he there was a lot of times he got on my nerves, like. Mm-hmm. He was, fat strong. Like, you know, you have that guy that wears them tight ass shirts and he has no fucking reason to wear them because he's just fat. He's not strong, but he thinks he's strong.
Yo, he looked like one of those dolls that you put in the water and they expand. you know they're real cheap. They sell like dinosaurs too, and like you get them at like a bodega, and then they're like 25 cents. You put them in water, and they just blow up. They look like wet bread, like in the water. That's what his body looked like, wet bread in a tank top. My god!
Yeah, he thought he was stronger than what he was, and I don't know. I just didn't really care for him. Like at all. Like I never thought like, and then like if Glenn was able to almost bust his ass, like, you know, and Glenn's like a, you know, he's not small, but he's not big either. You know what I'm saying? So
he was just smaller, like, when the show first started.
Yeah, he was tiny. Yeah. Dude was tiny.
But he like started doing some push ups, you know?
Yeah.
Getting a little fan base for the girlies. But yeah, so Wet Bread Abraham got fucking killed. And then Daryl gets up and duffs Negan in his face. Yeah. Cause Daryl's gangster like that.
Yep.
And he just made shit worse.
Yeah.
And Negan's like, all right, like I'm gonna have to make another example. So he did it on a sneak too, right, Gil? Like, like he wasn't even facing Glenn and he just swings that shit around. Mm-hmm. Big Poppy, Negan Ortiz just busts him right in the top of his head. And was it the first hit that like dented his head in? I think it was.
I think so. I saw Mad, like all his sweat, like missed in the air once that first hit hit him. Mm-hmm. It was just like, it was crazy, man.
Yo, he got a grand slam on his head.
Oh yeah, he did.
And then when Glenn gets his, when they show Glenn when he sat up, his fucking eyeballs all coming out. Dude, his eyeball was like looking too. It was like going left and right like a little bit.
That shit was freaky. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he looked like a fucking flounder. You ever see those flounders where they all their faces on one side? Oh boy, had a flounder eye.
he did look like a flounder, dude. What was the shit that you said? You said that his head looked like a hot dog bun.
It looked like a hot dog bun on open and shit. Not even like, that shit was smashed.
Oh shit. Damn, dude.
It was mad flat.
You killed me with that, man. You said his head looked like a hot dog bun. And I was like, whoa. I'm like, whoa, it did. And yeah, man, he smashed his head. And I mean, to be honest, dude, I'ma keep it real. Like, I wasn't that traumatized by the scene. Like,
yeah, neither was I.
I thought the effects looked good, but they didn't look like that believable to me. Mm-hmm. Like, they looked okay. You know what scene traumatized the fuck out of me?
Yeah.
It's not even this show. Like, can you guess the scene?
I know, Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
where he ripped his eyes in or something like that.
Dude, the mountain versus the viper.
Yeah.
Bro, when he squished his head, like, I stood with my mouth open for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I was in fucking shock. And to me, that was a more horrific death. Like, yeah. It just looked more brutal. And,
and believable.
And believable, dude. Yeah. But Glenn's death didn't really traumatize me because I read the comics. So.
Yeah.
I read the part where Glenn got killed. You know, I saw that in the comics. And to be honest, the comics was worse.
Yeah, I've been told. My brother-in-law told me that it was, he read the comic too. And he said it was way worse.
Yeah, it was way more disturbing. Because he did it in the show. Like, he was like, he was like, mermy. I don't know what he said. Mommy, Maggie.
Melissa was like bawling like a child, and I was like holding back. And then I text you to have permission to laugh, because like once I text you, it was over. Mm-hmm. I started dying because I already know you. So I was like, yo, are you watching? And then you text me back and I just started laughing. And then she's like, you're evil. You're so evil.
Yeah, dude. That shit was funny to me. Brian texts me. He goes, yo, you watching this mofo? And I said, yeah. And I put laugh out loud, and I was just laughing at it. And he's like, you sick bastard. It was fucking funny, dude. It was comical to me.
Yeah.
And to see the people online so disturbed by it, like females.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I cried. And like, I mean, it was a horrific scene. It was sad. I mean, Glenn has been around forever. So it was kind of sad.
He's a day one dude, you know?
Mm-hmm. He's a day one dude, but, shit, man. He's gone now.
Yeah.
He's fucking gone now. Dude, now let me ask you this. Do you think that the show kind of pussied out by killing Glenn and Abraham?
And No, I think it just turned another turn. You know what I'm saying? Like the whole bitching out, like breaking, you know, Rick's like manhood. He basically made him a bitch. Like,
yeah, he stole his soul.
Yo, he fucking like broke him. So I think it's on a different dynamic now. But as far as that goes, that can get dry really fast. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's a dude with a bat, you know, that's just what I think. But again, a lot of people know more than I do with the comics, and it could get a lot better. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he definitely broke, he broke Rick, unless if Rick's faking it. Unless Rick is like hamming it up, but I don't think he was faking it when he was crying about chopping his kid's arm off.
Nah. And that was actually pretty damn good though.
Yeah.
Cause you, if you put yourself in his shoes, like, could you do that? You know?
Mm-hmm. Dude, Andrew Lincoln's a good actor, man.
Yeah.
He plays some scenes like with no shame in his game. Yeah. You know, he'll cry and he wails, man. You know, it's like no shame, like how you really would do. Remember in the beginning of The Walking Dead when he woke up in the hospital and he was kind of bent over crying?
Yeah.
Like confused. I mean, that's pretty realistic, man.
Yeah. He's awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But here's my thing, dude. So, Abraham and Glenn dying to me wasn't a surprise, because I knew that it was going to be a shitty lower level character. It was either going to be Eugene, Abraham, or the gay dude, you know? Or Sasha, you know, I wasn't really expecting it to be a major player, but at the same time, I think they kind of pussied out by not making it okay. Glenn's a major player.
Yeah.
But if they would have killed Daryl like that, bro.
Yeah.
Ratings up the ass. Mm-hmm.
They pussied out when they had him sneak under a garbage can. That's when they pussied out. Mm-hmm. When they had Glenn fucking scoot under a garbage can.
To be honest, that death was more disturbing. When you see him getting picked apart, they were digging into him.
Mm-hmm.
They were fucking him up like a buffet, dude.
Yeah, they were. I believe we talked about this, right?
Yeah,
we were saying that they didn't get to the main course.
You said it was like a double cheeseburger.
Yeah, oh yeah, I remember. Them double patties.
Oh. But to me that was more disturbing, the visuals with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they pussied out because people, I mean, come on, man. They're like, oh, I won't watch the show again. Mm-hmm. If they kill Daryl, stop lying.
Yeah.
You are going to fucking tune in.
Yeah.
You're going to want to see what happens next. And I think here's the thing with Game of Thrones, bro. This is why I like Game of Thrones better at this point. You could have your favorite character and they'll fucking kill him.
Yeah.
It's unpredictable.
Out of nowhere. Yeah. They don't give you a warning. They don't make you wait like fucking a year to find out if he's dead. They just chop dude's head off. Surprise. He's dead.
And I don't know the numbers between Walking Dead and Game of Thrones, but dude, Game of Thrones may be the top show, a lot of people love it.
I know it costs a lot more. It's on HBO.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that Battle of the Bastards scene cost about $10 million to shoot.
What?
Yeah. So it is to show you the quality of show. It can be touched. It really can be touched.
Damn, dude. That's movie budget.
Yeah. Yep.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, dude.
Mm-hmm.
But it shows, man. Mm-hmm. Even when they show the zombies, the ice zombies, whatever, they look pretty legit, scary,
Yeah.
I don't got no complaints about that. But going back to The Walking Dead, I think they kind of pussied out a little bit by Ken and Glenn and Abraham. I think if they would have killed Daryl or Michonne, it would have been more impactful.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is. I still love the show.
Yeah, I would have been shocked if Michonne would have died. I would have been like, what the fuck? That would have had me yo.
Mm-hmm. Bro, how about when Rick was hanging from that zombie in the noose with the noose?
Yeah.
And the neck stretched. That was funny looking, right?
Yeah. that shit looked fucking damn. There's some toys that you stretch out. What the fuck? I don't even remember, man. They all come in rubber. Batman comes in rubber and it's old. You just stretch their arms out. I don't even know what.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
To me, it looked like chicken skin when you're eating chicken off the bone.
Oh, yeah. Ew.
You know? Dude, but something funny with the zombies is that sometimes the zombies are super strong. They'll grab someone and they'll just rip shit off of them
yeah.
and dig into them. And then other times they're weak.
You know, here's my theory, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the strong zombies just died, so they're fresher than the older ones. Mm. The other ones are like decapped. They're like falling apart little by little because they haven't ate, you know, and they just keep on going through like bushes and shit, and their skin comes off and whatever the case is. So that's my theory. You know, I could, you know, that's what I think.
I mean, that's valid, dude, you know, but I just find it funny, like, you know, the inconsistency, like,
yeah,
inconsistency, like super strong zombies and then weak ass. Cause Rick was like in the middle of a whole crowd and I'm pushing him off like nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. And then didn't he like dig his hands into one throat? Like that shit looked like Play-Doh. Like he was just like grabbed a handful of Play-Doh and the dude's neck got like all like mashed potato-y.
No, I don't remember.
You remember that?
No.
He was close to the Hummer. I mean, the RV. Mm-hmm. And then there was one big bald like zombie, and he just like G'd his neck out with his hand. Like it was crazy.
He Ramboed him.
Yep.
Oh, dude. So I was having a debate online of who's more gangster at this point, the governor or Negan. And, you know, I was back and forth with this dude and he's like, oh no, you're crazy. The Negan's way worse. He's a pure psychopath. I said, let's tally this up. So far, Negan killed two people with a bat. Okay. You know, so far, this is what we got. Mm-hmm. Negan killed two people with a bat. Now let's break the governor down.
Yeah.
This motherfucker had people UFC fighting in a pit with zombies for fun. And entertainment. Mm-hmm. He fucking chopped Herschel's head off with a katana in front of Rick's crew.
Yeah.
He threw his right hand man in a pit of zombies, like mad cold hearted. Mm-hmm. He fucking shot down like how many of his men? Like a shitload of his men with a machine gun because they pissed them off. Mm-hmm. I can name so many things about the governor that at this point he's like way worse than Negan. Mm-hmm. You know, to me, the governor was the best villain so far. What happens later on? I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Maybe Negan will step it up. What do you think, dude?
I think that, right now, as like, Negan is like Al Capone and the governor is more like a chess player. Like, okay, I would have this like Walter White, like very like smart and you know what I'm saying? Like,
steps
ahead. Yeah. That's what, if I could put it in my own way, that's what I think.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I love the governor's character. The actor who played him did an awesome job. Mm-hmm. And I liked how the governor was played. Like, he was like, kind of quiet, calm natured. But when, you know, it made him unpredictable because he would just do shit like out of the blue. Like, you know, like, he was like, unassuming kind of. He wasn't like over the top. Negan's like over the top.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Crazy,
yeah. Man. Yep. Yep.
But I really like the governor, man. So far, like, I think he's still going to be my favorite villain, you know, of the series.
And if I could say something, if it wasn't for that chick to stab him in the back, I don't know. I think he was busting Rick's ass in that last fight that they had.
Oh, he was going to kill him.
Yo, he was fucking him up, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah, he was gonna kill him. And plus, even though Merle was hurt because he got stomped, he beat Merle too.
Yeah.
He fucked Merle up. He bit his fingers off.
Yo, and Merle was strong as fuck. He was a beast.
Yeah, he was. Dude, I love Merle, man.
Yeah.
And, I said this shit, online too. I actually commented on Michael Rooker's page. I said, you and Norman Reedus need to do a prequel, like Sons of Anarchy style, where Merle and Daryl, like pre-zombie apocalypse, and then have the show like lead into the zombie apocalypse and how they split up and all that. You wouldn't be feeling that, Gil?
That would actually be dope. And see how like what kind of hell they rose and shit and how Daryl was like a savage, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I would love it. I think it would be like a huge hit and then, you know, have it, like I said, like kind of like Sons of Anarchy where they show them, you know, doing crimes and, you know, selling drugs, whatever they were doing before the zombie apocalypse. and then have it like lead into the zombie apocalypse, you know? Because the way that the Walking Dead started, it was like on the, they were like on a rooftop, right?
Yeah.
Like yeah, I remember, like there was a scene, no, it didn't start on a rooftop. What the fuck am I saying? It was in season one, they wound up on the rooftop. Merle was up there. yeah. Glenn, he saved Rick, right? Rick was like in a tank or some shit like that.
Yep. Yep.
And he was like surrounded, and then he went to the rooftop, and then, that's where he met Merle, and then Merle was, I think, he was split from Daryl, so they were looking for each other, whatever, whatever. So, like, what happened up to that point for Merle and Daryl? But Merle was my favorite, man. I loved him. I thought he was he was an awesome character. He was mad entertaining. He was bad as hell. but he was just, he was entertaining, you know?
Yeah. Michael. He was fucking funny.
Yeah, he was. He was bad, dude. He was real bad. And then he got that knife hand at one point.
Yeah.
That was the perfect zombie weapon.
It was.
But, you got anything else on the, last episode of The Walking Dead, Gil?
No, I really don't. Besides, you know, Flounderface being killed. Yeah, no, I just wish it was a little bit like, you know, we waited like for so long and it should have been a lot better. Mm-hmm. You know, I always want too much, I think.
Yeah. No, I agree, dude. I think it was a semi letdown, you know, to be honest, like, but we'll see what happens, man. Hopefully the show gets better. It's been kind of dying out a little bit to me, like slowing up a lot.
You know what? You're like you're not the first person to say that either, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's a shame too, cause it was like hands down my favorite show, you know, at one point.
Yeah. I remember you were excited. I remember your posts and everything.
Mm-hmm. But I'm still going to watch it. The show that I don't give a shit about is Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I could give a fuck about that show.
Yeah. Dude. That's such a fucking bootleg show, man. Like I thought they were going to like film like a breakout and try to get down to who did what and how did it become. But like 15 minutes into the first episode, you see a fucking zombie already. So it's like, we already have a zombie show. Like what the fuck?
Yeah. Dude, Fear the Walking Dead is like, dude, it's boring. It's too fucking slow. Mm-hmm. It seems like rushed. It doesn't seem like it has a high budget. The effects are fucking whack, dude. Mm-hmm. You notice how shitty the effects are?
Well, I only saw like up to like the season finale of the first one. Mm. And that was it. I didn't start the second one. Is it what on three right now? Or is it on two?
I think it's on, they wrapped up two.
Yeah. No, I don't give a shit about it.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the one good thing about that show is Ruben Blades.
Yeah.
Blades is fucking awesome. And the Junkie Kid's okay.
Yeah.
But I don't really care about that show, man. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. No. So you wanted to kind of touch on Martin a little bit?
Yeah, man. Martin. Martin's the show, man. I don't know. I was watching it last night. And, first and foremost, I want to say, rest in peace to, Tommy Fords that played Tommy on the show. He was the big, tall, bald guy. Mm-hmm. I think he died of an aneurysm, like not too long ago. I think like last month, as a matter of fact. And it was just, it was sad. He was like 52 years old, I believe. Mm-hmm. And, he was a really big part of the show and it kind of sucks to see him, you know, go, you know?
Yeah.
So, I was watching an episode, like the last show, the last episode of the show, where, you know, they were going back and reminiscing of all the good times. And yo, Martin was fucking funny, dude, man. They showed him fight a known boxer and he's just a clown, man. And it was legit. It always makes me laugh. Like there's not one episode that I'm like, damn, this shit was corny, but it's just always the boxer gave him an uppercut and then they showed him like in slow motion and then showing him like fly across the crowd. It was just like good humor, man. It was, I don't know, man. What'd you think about Martin?
Dude, Martin was one of the funniest fucking shows on TV, dude.
Yeah.
What was it out in the 90s, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, man. Martin was great. It was, It was funny. It was fun. It was like, it was around kind of like when it was more like innocent times to me, like for shows, when shows were like fun, you know, they didn't take themselves too serious. I didn't, not to say there's not funny shows like now, like, or like recently, like, what was that Big Bang Theory? Like, wasn't that a funny show?
Yeah, it is a funny show. It's like, I think one of, you could quote me if I'm wrong, but like, they're making bank. That cast is making serious bank right now. And I think they're approaching season 10 or around there, just about.
I think it ended, dude.
Oh, like it, the show ended?
Yeah.
Oh, that fucking sucks.
Yeah, I think it completely, it's done.
Wow.
You know?
Damn, that sucks if it did.
Yeah, and I never seen, I didn't really follow it. Like, I caught, like, bits of it.
Yeah.
You know, I can't really say I've seen, like, a full episode, but it was funny.
Yeah, yeah, it's hilarious. The characters are cool. And, there's a young, I don't know her name, but she plays, Howard's wife. And she actually sat next to us at a restaurant. And my wife and I, we were having an argument and we couldn't even know it was her because we were so involved in our argument. It was crazy. And then when she got up, my wife was like, oh, look, and it was already too late. So that kind of sucks. I could have had a picture with her and shit, but.
Yeah. But back to Martin, dude. Martin was fucking funny, man. That shit's a part of like my youth.
Yeah.
And Martin Lawrence was so talented. He was like one of the biggest, like, comedians and stars like at one point and he just, you know, he branched off into movies and he just kind of like he kind of fell off
I like Blue Streak, that movie Blue Streak he did, and of course Bad Boys 1, and I think that's about it. And then he started doing like some corny shit like The Black Knight. What else?
See, I kind of like Black Knight though.
Really? Yeah. I don't know. It just, I don't, as an adult, I'm like, damn, why did he do this? But as a kid, I was like, okay, this is funny. You know, he had like his, what his catchphrase was like, you better believe that and shit. Like, see, he said that all the time. So, but yeah.
Yeah, I didn't find it that bad. It was funny. It wasn't like some of his best work, but I definitely laughed at a lot of parts. It was stupid funny, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, Martin, man. So what made you want to like talk about Martin? You just,
it was just, you know, I was watching it last night and it just brought, like you said, just innocent times. And, it was just, I wish it never ended. You know what I'm saying? Like it ended before its time, you know? So. And, you know, I wish I can own it. Actually, I want to own it, but I'm waiting for it to go down in price, you know?
Yeah. You know what else, ended before its time? The Dave Chappelle Show, man.
Yes. Yep.
Like,
that was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, man. It was. I feel like the Dave Chappelle Show had like way more left. You know, like it was such a fucking funny ass show and it was like at its peak. And then, I guess Chappelle had issues like with the corporate or the writers and management. They were trying to like censor shit too much or he didn't like the direction.
Yeah.
And it ended, man.
Yeah.
It just fucking unraveled.
When you fucking have kids like saying, you know, I'm Rick James, bitch, and like quote things of the show. You know that shit is hot because the last time that happened, in my opinion, was Living Color. You know what I'm saying? So, it was definitely on his way up, but and then it just ended.
I was actually going to bring up In Living Color, man, because that was like another throwback show a little bit before Martin.
Yeah.
You know, and Living Color was fucking funny. It was like SNL, but 20 times better.
Yes, it was.
It was like urban, you know, like, I don't know. It was like hip, you know what I mean? Like edgy fucking humor. And it has such funny fucking characters, man. Yeah. I mean, there's these young kids these days, like, don't even know what In Living Color is.
Nope.
You know, and I'm sure there's some people listening right now that they don't know what In Living Color is. Go on YouTube, you know, YouTube Homie the Clown, played by Damon Wayans.
Yeah.
Homie don't play that. Like, Homie the Clown was fucking hilarious, dude.
Yes, he was.
Fire Marshal Bill.
Yeah, I was just going to name him. Yeah.
Let me show you something.
Yeah.
Let's just say you're going to plug it into the wall. You fry your brains out. Like, dude, he was fucking hilarious. Yeah, he was. Bro, remember there was an episode where he was in a school and he talked about being on fire.
Yeah.
And he was like, remember kids, stop, drop and roll. And then he's like, he made like a scenario where like there's a pack of thumbtacks on the ground. It's like, it's let's crazy. Just say somebody dropped some thumbtacks. You go to roll and he rolls and he got up. He had all these tacks like in his face and head. Oh my God.
Jim Carrey's that dude, man.
Jim Carrey's a fucking clown, bro. Yep. Okay, how about this other one? The karate dude, Kia! Yeah. Kia! Kia! Remember the shitty karate instructor?
Yeah.
That he was the 1979 champion, world champion. And you know, there's tons of like McDojos out there that like they got these like fake fucking martial arts masters. And he was demonstrating on these ladies, like teaching them self-defense. I don't know if you remember, but he was making them do it like a certain way, you know, like telling them like, oh, lift your arm and strike me like this. And he did it to this one girl and he like fucked her up. And they were like, Jesus. And then this other chick, he was like, grab the knife and attack me like this. And this chick didn't do it exactly how he wanted, and she wound up stabbing him like mad times. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
She's like, oh my God, are you okay? And he had like a knife in his chest or something. He's like, you're supposed to stab like this. And he was like straight arm, you know?
Like, he would stab himself, yeah.
Oh my God, dude, that was fucking funny. What else is a funny skit? They had the head detective.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yep.
He would kick him.
Yep. Yeah, it was just the head, and he just had like little shoes like attached to the head, I think.
What was the bum's name?
Antoine,
yep.
He'd be like, and he'd like pick his nose. They used to do like Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Mm-hmm.
And he would like show his bum, you know, his cardboard mansion, and he had a pickle jar. Remember that shit?
Yeah, that was nasty.
What else is fucking funny? Dude, there was one that they had this dead dog and it was a blind owner. And I think,
he was dragging that shit all the way around.
Yeah. I think Jamie Foxx was the character. And I forgot the dog's name, but he was like, look, he could do tricks. He's like, he could play dead. And he would have him go fetch, but he would throw the dog across the room and then pull it with the leash. It was fucking funny, dude. Oh my God. What was another funny one? Jim Carrey playing the female bodybuilder.
Yes. Yeah. with the ponytails.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on the side by side.
Vera something, her name. Vera Cosa, I forgot. Damon Wayans and, Keenan Ivory Wayans, I think, playing the two gay dudes.
Yeah.
It's Raining Men.
Mm-hmm.
Was another funny one. Fuck.
And when you think about it, like a lot of that, SNL takes a lot from that show, but they just like water it down. Like it's not as
fun. Dude, you know what was fucking garbage? Mad TV.
Yep.
Come on, get out of here with that bullshit, dude. Mad TV was a wannabe SNL and a wannabe in Living Color.
Yeah. Do you remember John Leguizamo made one? It was like, he had his own show at House of Buggin', I think it was.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ah, man, that shit was a failure.
That shit was bad. That shit was awful. Awful.
They was bugging them for giving them that show.
Yeah, they were. And then you know who I got into an argument with someone about The Pest, the movie The Pest.
Yeah.
With him, that shit was garbage.
That movie's garbage, man.
Bro, like, I don't know. Someone was like, here's a bunch of money, do what you want. Cause that's what it was.
Dude, that was, That movie was fucking so retarded. It was lame, super corny. Damn, but you brought it back with House of Buggin', though. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yep. John Leguizamo was a funny dude, though. He had this stand up back in the day that was real fucking funny, man.
Mm-hmm. He would play like his boys and shit, right?
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah.
See, like, not for nothing, I'm gonna give him a little bit of a spotlight. He's talented as shit. Mm-hmm. He comes out on the show on Netflix. It's called Bloodline or whatever. Mm-hmm. The dude can act, man. And also remember, like, when he played the bad guy in Romeo and Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, he did an awesome fucking job. Like, mm-hmm. he definitely has skills, but and then he does shit that you're like, why, John? Why? You know?
I think he's a good actor, dude. He was in this one crime movie, and I think Andy Garcia was in it. I don't remember, but he had beef with this redheaded dude, this guy who comes out in Law and Order or like one of those law shows, and it was this Irish dude, and he wound up fucking killing him, like he suffocated him with a pillow.
Oh wow!
Yeah, because he got shot and he was like kind of injured in bed.
Yeah,
he just fucking suffocated him. But he's a good actor, man. I like him.
You know what? Where I liked him too in Gamer, he was all sketchy. He was like, "You spooky man, you spook me." Mm-hmm. Like that's some shit. Mm-hmm. Like real crazy, man.
Yeah, he got shot up in that movie. That was funny too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now he does commercials for my cable. He's promoting my cable, we have cable vision out here and, that's what he's doing right now. Oh man, poor John.
Bro, remember when, he did some zombie movie? It was called Land of the Dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I went to the theater to see that. He played a bad guy in that pretty much. Mm-hmm. He did all right in that, but the movie was just fucking trash.
Yeah. Do you remember Benny Blanco from the Bronx?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was in the movie Al Pacino's movie.
Yeah, Carlito's Way.
Yeah.
The good one, not the fucking sucky one that that Hernandez kid made.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
That shit was garbage.
Mm-hmm. Dude, isn't Jay Hernandez wasn't he in Suicide Squad?
Yes, man. He's so fucking corny. He's so corny.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of his.
I don't think anyone is. I don't think no one knows about him. No one knows him. Like it's like it's like who the fuck are you? He made one movie with Kristen Dunst back in the day, and that's how he got his start. And it's like, yo, okay. I think he's married to someone that's way more famous than him, but I'm not 100% sure.
Mm. He said no one knows him.
Shit.
That's fucking funny, man. Damn, I just popped my neck. You heard that shit?
Yeah. Fuck.
Oh, my God. But anyway, man, you got anything else going on, Martin? Or?
No, man. Real quick, you remember the PJs?
Yeah. Was it a cartoon?
Yeah. I think that was Eddie Murphy, my bad. But yeah, it was like a claymation cartoon. It was kind of funny.
Mm.
They had like a crackhead and he was sleeping under a dumpster at all times. This shit was pretty funny.
Mm. I remember. I might have to YouTube that shit now. Bro, what'd you think about the Logan trailer, the international trailer?
That shit is dope. I know you're so DC, but like, I think it's like DC, but better. Like in my book, that's my opinion. Mm-hmm. Like I think like they make it in like serious, more realistic. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's really dark. And it just works. Everything about it works.
Well, one thing, dude, is that it's rated R.
Yes. Yep.
So that right there is a big difference, you know, and about fucking time. They should have like Wolverine. Supposed to be rated. It's, you know what I mean? Like Wolverine should be rated R. You know, they pussied out with the X-Men movies. I fucking hate those movies, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck those movies. Anybody who likes them. I fucking hate X-Men, dude.
Yeah. Yo, I mean, like, well, the first one was kind of like, we were young. We were like in our, like 16, 17. Mm-hmm. So I think we were fucking both open on that.
Hugh Jackman with his fucking Zoolander hair, you know, in the first X-Men movie.
He was mad bony. I was like, this is supposed to be Wolverine?
Yeah. He's Wolverine with rabies. Yeah. He's fucking Wolverine with animal AIDS. fucking, but yeah, dude, I didn't care for, the X-Men movies at all. I didn't give a shit about, the only thing I cared about the X-Men movie was Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman was the one good thing about it. And I wasn't fucking feeling him as Wolverine either.
Yeah.
You know, at first, and then he won me over.
Yeah. They fucked up on Storm. Like, big time. Like, Halle Berry was supposed to be, not Storm.
yeah, dude, she's a terrible fucking Storm.
Yeah.
She was more about like her looks and like posing than acting. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we get it. You're pretty. Mm-hmm. You know, can you please play Storm?
Can you please do something?
Yeah. Toad was just fucking useless. Ray Park.
Mm-hmm. That's another dude that like, man, like, what happened to him?
Why you ain't laugh at the animal AIDS joke, Kate? You know you wanted to laugh.
I held that one in. I'm not gonna lie. Like, but does that even exist? Like, what the fuck?
I don't know, dude. I think monkeys had it. Oh man. But anyway, go ahead, bro. Ray Park.
He went nowhere. Like, mm-hmm. He did Toad and that was it. He didn't do anything else, right?
Well, he was Snake Eyes in G.I. Joe.
Oh, the movie I don't give a fuck about. That movie sucked, asshole. I didn't like it.
It was okay. It was a letdown.
Yeah.
But he played Snake Eyes, what else did he do? But besides that, he really didn't, you know, he didn't do any big, you know, high, but he didn't become like a super duper star, you know?
I mean, he was nasty in Star Wars though. Like, you thought he was gonna like take off from that.
Yeah, Darth Maul.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is they had so much makeup on him.
Oh.
You know, it's like, you don't even really see who the actor is, you know? He was more of just like a stuntman in a way. Who you think will win in a fight, Ray Park or Scott Atkins?
Scott Atkins.
Think Scott Atkins will
whoop his ass? He would Negan his ass. Make him his bitch.
What about Scott Atkins or Jason Statham?
Scott Atkins.
Yeah.
Statham is my dude, don't get me wrong, but I think he's just like a flash in the pan. Like, he's just like a Hollywood
martial artist.
Yeah, that's it. Like, yeah. This isn't Scott Atkins like the real deal?
Scott Atkins, he is the real deal, dude. Mm-hmm. He's a lifelong martial artist, multiple black belts and shit. He's like Michael Jai White, man. He's fucking legit.
Mm-hmm.
But Jason Statham's actually, he was a real athlete, dude.
Yeah, a diver, right?
Yeah, he was an Olympic caliber diver.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta be a fucking, or swimmer yeah. actually. You gotta be like in crazy good shape. Mm-hmm. So what about out of the Fast and Furious crew? Let's say.
He would murk them all except for The Rock.
You think so?
I think The Rock would give him some type of like, you know, thing. Cause I don't know, The Rock, if he loses his mind, he might do some crazy shit.
Yeah, I think definitely The Rock will fuck Vin Diesel up, and he would beat Jason Statham's ass too.
Mm-hmm.
That's me though.
Yep.
But there's one guy that'll give a mad competition though, Tyrese.
Yeah, I was just about to say he's a G. Like I've heard.
I was actually joking, dude.
I heard he's a G. Like they were like, don't let that pretty boy like singing bullshit fool you that he's a G. So,
yeah, I was just fucking around, man. I think I think The Rock will kill everybody at the same time, dude. I forgot what I was gonna bring up. We're talking about The Rock. Fuck, man, I was just about to bring something up. It had to do with a movie. Mm-hmm. Oh, bro. How do you feel about Brock Lesnar transitioning to movies? And what can he play?
Yeah, I'm saying, I always think if they make a Tekken movie, he could be Gun Jack.
Dude.
You know?
That would be fucking perfect.
He doesn't talk now. He's in WWE now and he doesn't fucking talk. Mm-hmm. Like back in the day when he was a wrestler, he talked and he was actually entertaining. Now they have him like a fucking monster that doesn't speak, like, which I think is corny, mm-hmm. but I don't know. He's going to do a lot of low budget flicks first though, right?
I don't know. I didn't hear about anything him going to Hollywood. I was just bringing it up, like what you thought about it.
Yeah, I'm 50-50 about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, Batista's doing pretty good, you know, so who yeah. knows?
Yeah, Batista's doing all right. He was in a James Bond flick and, mm-hmm. and he's Drax the Destroyer in Guardians yeah. and they're making a part two. So he's in that.
Yeah.
So he definitely transitioned over. He was also in that Pitch Black movie. Not Pitch Black, but it was a Riddick sequel.
That's like Rocky V.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I remember him in that.
Yeah, they ruined that character too, man. Yo, yeah. What about John Cena's career though?
The
Marine.
Yeah, right. That shit. He does good, like small parts. Like give him a small part and he'll crush it. Not a lead role, like at all. Like he came out in this movie called Sisters, and you know I watched it with my wife. He played like a drug dealer, and it was actually pretty damn funny. He was mad fucking funny because he was gonna have sex with this girl, and he goes, my safe word is keep going. So he had me laughing. So yeah, he was in Trainwreck, this other like chick flick, which was, he was pretty funny. He was like playing like in the closet gay boyfriend, you know, so it was pretty funny.
Dude, what a huge disappointment Stone Cold Steve Austin
yes.
was as far as film. Yes.
Yeah, he's super dry. Dude. Super dry.
You want to fucking talk about a guy with all the tools and all the potential mm-hmm. to be the next Arnold?
Mm-hmm.
It was fucking Stone Cold.
Yeah.
And something happened, dude. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's his management or if he's picking the roles, but.
I know what happened.
What?
Seagull took him under his wings. Mm. He's like, yo, let's go this way. Do movies with me. That's where his career fucking died out.
Yeah. But man, I had such high hopes for Stone Cold, man. He could have been just like The Rock.
Yeah.
You know, he really could have been. He had everything, man. He got just that screen presence. I liked him in that movie, mm-hmm. The Condemned.
Yeah, it was cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was very believable, and he was big as fuck in that, too. Mm-hmm. But he still looks good for his age. Have you seen him lately?
No. Yeah.
He looks pretty much the same. He's not in the exact same shape, but he's in good shape, man. I like Stone Cold a lot, man. That's my boy.
Yeah, he's definitely an OG.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, mm-hmm. man. I gotta throw him up there. It's gonna be The Rock, Stone Cold. To me, they fucking passed Hulk Hogan and all those other. I mean, I'm sorry, dude.
I don't give a fuck about Undertaker. I mean, Hulk Hogan. Fuck him.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan, dude. I used to love him as a kid, but he fucking just like straight up destroyed his rat.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. He went from America's most loved to like one of America's most hated. Him and Dog the Bounty Hunter need to have their own fucking show.
Yeah. I was going to mention a name, but I'm not. I was like, he's up there with such and such, but I'm not. So,
dude, remember Dog the Bounty Hunter, man?
Yeah.
He got fucking exposed for dropping the N-word mad times in a recording, I think to his daughter or something like that. And then he tried to say, like, that's what I grew up with, that I don't mean it in a bad way, that I'm just used to saying the word. Get the fuck out of here with that.
Yeah.
You know? He just got straight up exposed. Matter of fact, Hulk Hogan, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why. And I didn't like him ever since his son got into that accident mm-hmm. with that Marine. And they got him on tape, too. Oh, whatever happens to him, then oh well. Like, you know, you don't say shit like that, especially for a Marine. And your son is at fault. Like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I was, like I said, when I was a kid, I was a fan. But,
yeah.
You know, he lost me a long time ago. But I got nothing else, bro. Do you have anything else?
Neither do I. I think it was a good episode. We covered everything.
Yeah, we covered a lot, dude. So for you guys listening, thanks for tuning in. Hit us up on Twitter at Real Fiends. We have a Facebook page. What else we got? We got our email. You can send us requests or, you know, feedback, any comments, realfiends@gmail.com. This is like huge, guys. Huge. If you're a fan of the show and you like listening to us, please, please, please leave us feedback on iTunes and subscribe on iTunes. This is huge for us. Huge for us. Huge. Word. So anyway, guys, thanks for listening to episode 159. We're going to be back with 160. Until then, take care.
Peace.